KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And we have 73 degrees, clear skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Monday to you. I'm Greg Neff. Glad you're with us here on the KKFT News at Noon. And from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno, it's our top local stories this hour. An Amber Alert in effect for a five-year-old girl out of Carson City. Coming up, who the suspect is and what we know about the abduction. Data centers on the menu for Reno City Council as they debate a moratorium. Directly ahead, what the moratorium would mean for new data centers in the city. And a bizarre stabbing at one Las Vegas casino where the victims were horses and the suspect is a 17-year-old girl. On the way where this happened, it is our top local story. And it's breaking news this hour. We are following an Amber Alert that was sent out early this morning from Carson City.
The Carson City Sheriff's Office says Amaya Meethoff was abducted by Christopher Meethoff and may be heading to Southern California. Authorities believe they could be traveling to Quartz Hill near Lancaster, north of Los Angeles. Investigators say they are traveling in a 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee with the Oregon license plate 576QNU. Amaya Meethoff was abducted from a home in Carson City. Her relationship with Christopher Meethoff is unclear. I'm Daniel Martindale.
And you can see Christopher's mugshot and the license plate we just told you by heading to our Twitter page. Just search FM Talk 991 KKFT. Now with more, here's Jerry.
Well, welcome back, Greg. We are kicking off the last full week of election and candidate information and the week of June. And speaking of candidates, David Flippo, Republican candidate for CD2, is scheduled to be with us on Wednesday at about 12:45 p.m. Sharon Engel, one day this week. And a shout out or howdy to Landis, sister of Wellesley, who introduced herself Saturday night at the Brian Kilmeade Show at the Hawkins Amphitheater. Big time KKFT and Noon News listener, which was a great show, by the way. Educational from a history standpoint and funny. And Brian Kilmeade himself, a hail fellow well met. However, Greg, I stumped him on a question, and I questioned myself whether or not I should have tried to stump him, but I just asked him a question. I've used the question on the air for contests in the past and just in conversation, also at Lincoln Day dinners. You let me know if you want to know what that question is. But classy.
Yes.
Oh, well, here it is. Who was the first Republican candidate for president of the United States?
Who was the first Republican candidate for president of the United States? This goes back a little bit before I was born, I think.
maybe just a century or so.
Do
you know?
A little bit.
He didn't know either, but, you know, a lot of people don't. He did answer Lincoln. It was actually John C. Fremont. And I've read a lot of John C. Fremont. And one of the really strange ironies of all time is that when he was in his womb, or his mother's womb, I should say, in Nashville, his future father-in-law almost shot him to death. And that would be, again, we could go way deep into this, but real quickly, Thomas Hart Benton, who was a senator in Missouri for 30 years, got into a duel with Andrew Jackson. A lot of people remember Andrew Jackson carried around a bullet in his arm. It was a knife and full-blown bullet or gunfight in a Nashville hotel lobby. John C. Fremont was in his mother's womb in a room just off the lobby, and some of the shots went through that room. John C. Fremont became Thomas Hart Benton's son-in-law and ran for president of the United States. And he told his son-in-law, I will not only not vote for you, I will campaign against you, because if a Republican is elected, this country will have a civil war. And those were very prophetic words, because he lost to Polk, and then Abraham Lincoln was elected a Republican, and what did the country do? Kind of interesting history. I think Brian, though, takes the medal for all the history from up to the Mississippi, and not that anyone would ask, I'll take it from there, from the Mississippi West. But Brian Kilmeade, a very classy guy, be a great history professor when his media career crumbles, which will probably never happen. But anyway, Mayweather stats for Reno. One of the stories, wagons in Tahoe, local sports, local weather. The new news kicks off the month of June 2026. New news time is 12:11. And back to you, Greg.
All right, if you are just checking in, happening right now, Reno City Council in a special meeting that's happening right now to discuss a moratorium on data centers. At least one council member a little skeptical of the plan.
We're basically announcing to our community who's investing their time and their hearts and their research and their expectations and asking us to lead on this. And we're saying,
That's Brandy Anderson there. The moratorium pauses any approval or development of any new data center being constructed within city limits. It was originally put in place, you remember this, on May 14th for 30 days. If there is a vote soon, we'll let you know what it was right here on the news at noon. It began as a domestic disturbance and ended with an 18-year-old under arrest after a frantic search involving the Washoe Sheriff's helicopter. This went down Friday after police were called to the disturbance. They later found 18-year-old Sheldon Lands inside a stolen vehicle at a Reno apartment complex. Deputies surrounded the vehicle. They ordered him out. He was taken into custody without any trouble. Another arrest for illegal weapons parts, this time in Carson City. 24-year-old Jeremy Simon is behind bars this hour.
Apparently, Mr. Simon was purchasing illegal parts for a specific type of weapon. Those parts were received by him at his residence. A search warrant was executed. The parts were recovered along with other weapons, and he was taken into custody.
Carson City Sheriff Ken Furlong says this all began with a tip from Homeland Security. A rollover crash near Yerington on US 95 alternate on Friday.
The preliminary investigation indicates this is a single vehicle rollover crash with one confirmed fatality.
And that's NHB trooper James LaRose, who says the crash is still under investigation. Talk about your jackpot. Of a business deal, People Magazine says they're trying to buy MGM Resorts for $18 billion. The media publishing giant already owns 26% of MGM and is now wanting to buy the rest of the company at over $48 a share. The deal not finalized yet, but the company chairman and senior executive Barry Diller says MGM has real-world assets that AI cannot easily replicate, and that market values undervalues the casino operator. This comes just days after Farida Entertainment agreed to buy Caesars, the owners of the Row here in Reno, for $5.7 billion in cash. FM News Talk, Election Center 2026, and this is the last week of early voting here in Nevada.
The Secretary of State's website offers the locations of early voting centers and Election Day polling places. It also allows for online registration up until June 4th, or you can register at a polling place on Election Day. Daniel Howitt with Battle Born Progress says the important thing is that all eligible voters make their voice heard.
So make a plan to vote. If you're voting in person, know where you're going. If you're voting by mail your ballot in early or drop it off during early voting.
If you want to vote by mail, the Secretary of State's office recommends you mail it by tomorrow or bring it to a drop box. I'm Suzanne Potter.
FM News Talk Time, 12:14.
When I heard that casino sound effect there, I thought you were going to mention the winner of $74,000 at the Walker General Store, which I was at yesterday, and they were mentioning somebody won the Fantasy Five and $74,000, somebody from Walker, California. But the June 18th commissioners meeting in Douglas County will consider the timeline and process for applications for a stormwater task force. It's been a lot of feedback, critical of the current plan. If you were caught in traffic or wondering what all those Conestogas wagons were yesterday in South Lake Tahoe, it was the 77th annual Highway 50 wagon train. It's a tradition that started in 1949 to mark the 100th anniversary of the gold rush on Highway 50. The wagon train has traveled from Lake Tahoe to Placerville every year since, recognized by the state of California in 1980 and the state of Nevada in 1982. The wagon train is the only bi-state moving historical event in the United States. Conestoga, rickshaw, electric bike, whatever you're driving, traffic, and June 1 weather is up next.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
We have a broken down vehicle northbound 580 at the Virginia Street exit, that the one that shares Ketsky Lane. Otherwise, we're doing pretty darn good on the highways right now. Just watch out for a whole bunch of construction north of McCarran on 395 all the way up to Golden Valley. They're widening the road in that area. Just want to remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more at Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 71 degrees in Sparks, 73 in Carson City, and in Smith Valley, 62 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. We'll have your weather for you in just a couple of just a few seconds, as a matter of fact. FM News Talk time is 12:16.
A week's worth of pleasant weather set before us after low 80s today, mid 80s through the midweek, upper 80s to around 90 by Friday, and then easing through the weekend. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another 5-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm Dr. Fred Simon, running for Congressional District 2. What's my brand? Results. For 40 years, I've built teams, solved problems, delivered results through hard work, discipline, and commitment in business, healthcare, education, and the community. I don't make excuses. I just get the job done. I don't answer to insiders in their endorsements or play political games. I believe in integrity, accountability, and doing the right thing for the right reasons. Strong leadership, real solutions, proven outcomes. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
And I approve this message.
Paid for by Simon for Congress.
Discover the secret to radiant, glowing skin with Diamond Glow at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Diamond Glow exfoliates, extracts, and simultaneously infuses your skin with nourishing serums. Their medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Reveal your freshest, brightest self in just one session. Book your consultation today at hallandrye.com.
Discipline, hard work, and sportsmanship are all part of the program at the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Whether you're an experienced practitioner or brand new to the sport, we have a class for you. We have instruction for all ages, all levels, including men, women, children, military, and law enforcement. Come enjoy our family atmosphere and learn the art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We have classes for wrestling, judo, Muay Thai kickboxing, self-defense, and of course, gi and no-gi Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Go to bjjreno.com for more information.
Nothing brings a community together like the glow of a warm fire. At VM West, we're proud to keep our Carson Valley neighbors cozy with the best split and season Jeffrey Pine around. Whether you're stocking up for the family cabin or just need a few logs and rounds for the weekend, we offer full cords at the lowest prices in the area. We're locals helping locals. Stop by for a quick pickup and say hi, or give us a ring for fast, friendly delivery. Keep the hearth burning bright. Call VM West at 775-224-7792 or visit vmwest.com/firewood.
Looking for the stories that matter right here in Northern Nevada? Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans for the Noon News. Each weekday, Greg and Jerry bring you the latest local news, community events, and political conversations happening across the region, along with the voices and perspectives behind the headlines. If it's happening in Northern Nevada, you'll hear about it on the Noon News, weekdays at noon on 92.3 in Lyon County and 99.1 FM Talk. The Noon News, Northern Nevada's midday conversation. Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
Two counties plan to consolidate more schools. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. First off, Story County's getting a new school superintendent. Dan Sadler was with the Carson City District, before that Washoe County. His first day is July 1st. Story County's also getting a new school, combining Hugh Gallagher Elementary and Virginia City Middle School for a new K through 8th plan for next year. Meanwhile, in Douglas County, Jacks Valley Elementary School may close, with students there going to the newer Pinion Hills Elementary on Stephanie Way in Minden. The school board is meeting this Wednesday, 5:30, to consider the consolidation proposal and its projected cost savings. Public's invited. The adjustments come in the wake of declining enrollment and the tight budgets that come from that. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:22, 73 degrees right now at the airport. And if you just check in, here's the three big things that you need to know. Number one, an Amber Alert continues for a missing five-year-old girl kidnapped yesterday morning from Carson City. Amaya Medhoff was abducted by Christopher Medhoff. They may be heading to Southern California in a 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee, Oregon license plate 576-QNU. You can hear that license plate again, or see it anyway, by heading to our Twitter page. Just search FM Talk 99.1 KKFT. Number two, Reno City Council discussing a moratorium on new data centers. The final vote expected today. And number three, People Magazine could be buying MGM Resorts in a blockbuster deal for $18 billion. It's our top national story. President Trump says Israel and Hezbollah agreed to a partial ceasefire in Lebanon.
17-year-old A.B. Hernandez, a transgender athlete from California.
The president says he had a very productive call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and that no Israeli troops will go to Beirut. Israel's government ordered strikes in Beirut's suburbs Monday, a day after ground forces reached deeper into the country than at any point in the last 26 years. To representatives, President Trump says he also had a very good call with Hezbollah, and says the militant group agreed that all shooting will stop, adding Israel will not attack them and they will not attack Israel. Both Israel and Hezbollah accused each other of breaking a ceasefire. Iran has insisted Israel stop targeting Lebanon as part of a ceasefire agreement with the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
FM News Talk time, 12:23. Now with more, here's Jerry.
Well, no more open burning in the North Lyon County Fire District. Dry conditions. Carson and Douglas had closed seasons early as well. This Wednesday, June 3rd, volunteers will fan out across more than 4 miles of paved paths in South Lake Tahoe to prepare them for the summer biking season and the start of Tahoe Bike Month. The cleanup begins at 5 p.m. at 5 meeting locations dotted along the bike route between the South Tahoe Y and Ski Run Boulevard. Kids, adults, residents, and visitors are all warmly welcome and encouraged to arrive on their bikes, scooters, skateboards, chairs, or feet. You can choose from one of 5 starting locations and cleanup zones along the South Tahoe bike path. More details available at keeptahoeblue.org. Bikes, scooters, skateboard, chairs, or feet, whatever you're traveling on this Noon News Day on June 1, Phil has got a look at your traffic coming up in just a moment, along with weather.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your Noon News.
Looking pretty darn good on the roadways right now. There are no collisions working on any of the major freeways. We do have a broken down vehicle northbound 580 at the Kitsky/Virginia Street off ramp. It's not really creating much of a hassle. There is a hassle, however, of trying to get out of the state from Reno on Interstate 80. Eastbound Interstate 80 is very busy with several different construction projects going on right now. Expect some delays. And I want to remind you that since 1986, Proen Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to friends for all of your automotive needs. And don't forget, Proen Automotive is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. It's 73 in Sparks, 74 in Dayton and Yerington, 62 degrees at Emerald Bay. We'll have your weather for you in just a few seconds.
Gorgeous weather for the week. We're starting in the low 80s, 83 this afternoon in Spanish Springs. Tomorrow, 88. and Sparks, 86 on Wednesday in Reno. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Coming up at 3 today, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
My name is Kimberly Mull. I was choked and raped in my Reno home, and DA Chris Hicks did nothing. I did everything right. I fought back, pulled a gun, took the rape kit exam, and was ready to testify. Yet Hicks refused to prosecute. Hell, he never even tested my rape kit. 9 years with no justice. Wes Duncan is the change we need. As Assistant Attorney General, he helped clear the state's rape kit backlog, including mine. It's time for a DA who puts victims first. Vote Wes Duncan.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, it's Mike from the Good Feet Store. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about how your feet can affect your entire body.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy, you're gonna feel better. Being able to move freely means everything to me, and good movement starts with the feet. What I really like about the Good Feet system is that they support all four arches in the foot.
So did you even know you had four arches at each foot? Most people don't, and most shoes and inserts only support one of your foot's arches. Learn how Good Feet Arch Supports can support all four of your arches. We want to help you walk, run, exercise, and play in comfort this year. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
A disappointing end to the season for Reno native John Savage and the UCLA Bruins. They went to the NCAA tourney as the top seed, but they were eliminated by St. Mary's in Los Angeles this weekend. Mountain West baseball champion Washington State did not make it out of the regionals in Oregon. Oregon State did. Nevada alum T.J. Friedel off to the slowest start of his six-year career with the Cincinnati Reds. Friedel hitting under 200, but his glove has been solid. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
73 degrees right now, mostly sunny skies in Reno Tahoe International Airport. From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. If you're just checking in, bizarre story out of Las Vegas. A 17-year-old girl now facing charges for allegedly stabbing three horses right before an equestrian event at the South Point Resort and Casino. Police in Vegas discovered this early Saturday morning that the girl had attacked the three horses that were there for the National Barrel Horse Association event. The girl, who was competing in the event, was arrested. Right after that, animal cruelty investigators say the girl used a knife. The horse's injuries were not life-threatening, but they were not able to continue in the competition. Well, to the price at the pump in Nevada. Here we go. The statewide average price is down 2 cents over the past day. AAA says the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular here in the Silver State is now $5.15. Most expensive, Mineral County, $5.65. The lowest average price is in White Pine County, where it's $4.62. $5.17 in Clark County, right here in Washoe. We've got $5.48. But if you want to drive to Fernley, good news, you can get gas for about $4.72. In California, it's about the same.
AAA says California drivers are now paying an average of $6.03. The average price for a gallon of self-serve regular in Los Angeles County is now $6.08. It's 9 cents less in Orange County. Gas is going for $5.96 in Ventura County, $5.95 in San Bernardino County, and $5.91 in Riverside County. I'm Mark Mayfield.
FM News Talk time, 12:30. FM News Talk 99.1 covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The Senate is set to vote this week on a budget reconciliation bill for ICE and Customs and Border Protection funding after breaking for a 10-day recess with no action. Florida Republican Representative Kat Kamik on Fox Business says she's disappointed with how slow the Senate's moving.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for us to get our country back on track, and I feel that the Senate has not taken this seriously.
A judge overseeing the Charlie Kirk murder case declining to close evidentiary hearings in the case of the media and the public. This after a motion filed by attorneys for the accused killer. Judge Tony Graff arguing transparency is vital to the judicial process.
Public access to the judicial proceedings also serve in an important role in maintaining confidence in the fairness and transparency of the judicial process. This court finds these showings have not been made here.
America's listening to Fox News.
.12:31 on the news at noon, and this defies all logic, but okay. Google is requesting approval from the federal government to release up to 32 million mosquitoes in California and Florida as part of its debug program.
The initiative looks to stop bad bugs with good bugs by releasing hordes of sterile mosquitoes to eliminate ones that carry disease. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says mosquitoes are the deadliest animal in the world. Google scientists say their eradication approach uses data analytics, sensors, and automation to scale the sterile insect technique. The EPA is reviewing Google's experimental use permit applications under federal guidelines. I'm Rob Martier.
Again, I can't even imagine why that would be a good idea, but what do I know? On that note, time right now for the latest health news. Today's To Your Health.
An experimental drug is nearly doubling the survival rates for people with advanced pancreatic cancer. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine found that patients with spreading pancreatic cancer who took this new drug reduced their risk of dying by 60% if they had previously had treatment. Dr. Catherine Free is from Pancreatic Cancer UK.
It targets a gene called KRAS, and this gene is mutated or altered in over 90% of people with pancreatic cancer.
Those given the drug lived a little more than 13 months compared to 7 months for chemotherapy patients. Millions of Americans get food poisoning each year, and the Cleveland Clinic is giving tips to try and avoid that now that grilling season's in full swing. The Cleveland Clinic's Beth Zeroni says marinate the food ahead of time.
Don't leave your food out sitting at room temperature while you're marinating it, if that means marinating it the night before or the day of, but just making sure that if you are marinating anything, you're going to make sure that you keep it in the refrigerator.
Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk Election Center 2026, while debate over a transgender athlete is now seeping into California's gubernatorial race.
17-year-old A.B. Hernandez, a transgender athlete from California, took the first place title twice at the State High School Track and Field Championships this weekend. Leading up to the competition, droves of protesters came out as Hernandez was set to compete following weeks of national attention. The debate has also spilled directly into the California gubernatorial race, with Democratic candidate Tom Steyer appearing in a video with Hernandez to voice his support for transgender athletes.
And I'm so proud of you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
So proud of you for succeeding, so proud of you for competing.
California Republican gubernatorial candidate Steve Hilton joined protest ahead of the championship weekend. CB Cotton, Fox News.
And on that note, let's head for the scoreboard here and see what our gubernatorial candidates are doing. On that note, Democrats Tom Steyer, depending on who you ask, is beating Republican Hilton for second place in another poll in the race for California governor. The Emerson College poll has Javier Becerra in the lead at 28%, Steyer with 22%, and Hilton at 21%. Again, this is well within the margin of error. Hilton, as you know, has been long at the top of most polls, or at least in second place. A UC Berkeley poll released Friday had Becerra in the lead, followed by Hilton, then Steyer. And as you all know, in California, the top two vote getters will advance to the general election in November. The primary is tomorrow. FM News Talk Time, 12:35.
The Pony Express not only carried mail, it also connected the West with national events. On November 7th, 1860, an extra pony run galloped out of Fort Kearney, Nebraska, arriving in a cloud of dust at Fort Churchill, Nevada, in a remarkable 7 days, 7 hours. Riders brought news of Abraham Lincoln's election and start of the Civil War. The news flashed by telegraph to San Francisco and up and down the Pacific coast. Lincoln is elected. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
The oath sworn by the Pony Express riders pledged that they were experts at their craft and would uphold the highest moral standard. Lincoln Heating is looking for additional technicians and installers of this same description who are willing to meet the high expectations of our customers. So giddy up to the phone and give us a call at 359-1985 or visit our website at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air Conditioning. My pledge to you is to make every penny count.
99.1 FM News Talk. Breaking news. Local voices.
Hey, it's Dr. Kelly, and I just want to thank you for the Greg and Jerry show. And the most expensive gas is in Incline Village and Crystal Bay. I don't even want to say how expensive it is. And it's nearly $7 per gallon at the Chevron in Kings Beach.
Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans, the Noon News, weekdays at noon on KKFT 99.1 FM News Talk.
FM Talk Weather.
Beautiful afternoon to kick off the week. 83 for the high this afternoon, and Sparks will be in the same territory, maybe a few degrees warmer, mid to upper 80s tomorrow. Staying there for Wednesday, Thursday, and 90 by Friday. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
How's early voting going? I'm John Potter for the noon news. Well, very low, single-digit turnout so far for the first full week of it. The last day of early voting is this Friday, with only 5 days to go. Just 8.7% of all ballots have been returned statewide, leaving over 90% still out there. Statewide by party, 3.5% of ballots have been returned by Democrats. Republicans, just 3.1%. By county, just over 85% of ballots not returned in Washoe County, 90% Carson City, just over 83% not returned Douglas County, just over 86% Story, with just over 87% in Lyon, 88% in Churchill, not returned ballots so far. Primary election day is this coming Tuesday. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your Noon News business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Motorola adding to its portfolio, the global tech company agreeing to purchase Defense Solutions for $1.5 billion. The Israeli defense startup specializes in counter-drone technology, ousting malicious drones from airspace. That's a service that's becoming increasingly necessary on a global scale. Berkshire Hathaway agreeing to a $6.8 billion all-cash deal to buy Scottsdale, Arizona-based home builder Taylor Morrison. It's one of the first major moves by CEO Greg Abel, who recently took over the reins from Warren Buffett. Uber selecting Munich, Germany as the testing ground for a new robo-taxi program, as the rideshare giant looks to expand its footprint in Europe. Autobrains Technology will join Uber on the venture that will incorporate technology from NVIDIA. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
73 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. We've got 12:39 right here on the news at noon. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Mike Bosma is traveling today, so we will not be hearing from a moment with Mike, but he'll be back tomorrow. Nearly 100,000 vehicles are being recalled by Honda due to an issue with airbags.
That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The issue surrounds a defect that could lead to the unintentional deployment of airbags. Most of the models affected are the Accord Hybrid, the Honda Acura TLX, and other Accord vehicles. Honda so far says no reports of injuries or deaths have been reported because of the issue. I'm Lisa Carton.
Americans' views on higher education appear to be changing.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Voters have flipped on whether college is worth the cost. Back in 2006, two-thirds said if a college student had $100,000, they should use it for college tuition. Now, our Fox News poll finds that same number, two-thirds, say instead of college, students should invest the money and go to work. Plus, 3/4 reject the idea that a degree should be obtained at any cost. That's 20 points higher than it was in 2006. Here's the nuance. More than 7 in 10 voters believe universities provide a high-quality education, and smaller majorities say colleges protect free speech, provide an unbiased learning environment, respect all political views, and prepare students for the workforce. Where confidence collapses is money. Fewer than half believe colleges put students ahead of profits. It's worth visiting our website, foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Puri.
The markets ended the month of May at record highs, and whether they stay there depends a lot on the job sector. One says this is an important week to find that out.
We'll get several key reads on hiring heading up to Friday's employment numbers for last month. They start with the Labor Department's report on post-job openings. That'll be released on Tuesday. Next is ADP's monthly hiring survey on Wednesday. The payroll processor only measures it at private employers, but economists consider it to be a good indication of what to expect from the monthly numbers. And on Thursday, we get the weekly jobless claims report. They're considered a proxy for layoffs. I'm Daria Albinger.
Whether you like electric cars or you can't stand them, there's a number of advancements that are going to lead to some pretty interesting new models.
It's Fox Wheels.
Electric off-roaders are the new battleground as legacy automakers and EV startups push the limits of battery-powered trail capability, including Rivian's upgraded over 1,000 horsepower motors pushing 0 to 60 in 2.6 at up to 15 inches of ground clearance. The company's upcoming midsize R2 is set for release this month. Jeep's new Recon features a dual-motor four-wheel drive system designed with a 100 kilowatt-hour battery, removable doors, and impressive approach and departure angles. Not so impressive, says many car enthusiasts, Ferrari's introduction of its first EV, a four-door, five-seat sedan that looks nothing like a Ferrari. The supercar company's unveiling led to an initial drop in company stock. Ferrari's EV also comes with a reported sticker price of about $640,000. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
You might not have heard, maybe you did. There was quite the sight over skies of New England as a meteor streaked across the skies over Massachusetts and other states. It's now at the bottom of the ocean.
The exploding meteor sent a shockwave across much of New England that rattled walls, windows, and nerves. NASA says the meteor was traveling 75,000 miles per hour when it hit the atmosphere, releasing an energy equivalent of close to 300 tons of TNT. NASA estimates the meteorites that survived are now in 100 feet of water in Cape Cod Bay. I'm Rory O'Neill.
FM News Talk Time, 1243.
Well, projecting current trends with comparison to the last non-presidential primary, that'd be 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, would indicate that GOP turnout statewide will be around 164,000 votes. And I was just doing the math on that. And with 596,356 Republicans registered in the state of Nevada, right now that's about a 20, and maybe I should put a pathetic 27.5% turnout so far, or at least the amount of people that have voted. Through last week, 61,000 Republican ballots have been cast, 61% of those by mail. If trends and patterns hold, almost 40% of all GOP voters will have voted by the end of today, June 1. That means 60% have not. The most significant development in Congressional District 2 was the endorsement from President Trump for David Filippo, along with Turning Point USA's endorsement of David Filippo. David Filippo, again, scheduled to be here on the Noon News about 12:45 p.m. this Wednesday. Through last night, 111,000 mail-in votes and 46,000 in-person votes have been cast. And the Keystone CPA's new news poll, we've been away from it for a week, but the last question asked, should Nevada Energy customers help fund insurance, additional fire insurance for the utility? 15% said, yeah, sure, we should fund it. And 85.29% say no. We'll come up with a new noon news poll before the end of the day today. Don't forget, you can always get this on the podcast. by going to 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com and click on the podcast tab. And you can always give us your feedback. We've got some feedback, a shout out from Davron, who's coming up a little bit later, and you can listen live with the FM Talk app. Feedback welcome. Tap on the shout out cloud or menu bar and sound off. The app is free at the App Store. Your news is free, of course, from your local news station, 99.1 KKFT. And Davron has some comments about my comments about Lincoln and the Republican Party. And that's coming up just a bit later on. FM News Talk time is 1246.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
We have our first collision of the afternoon working right now. It is in Carson City, specifically at Highway 395 and Topsy Lane. Technically, it's on the southbound side, but it is affecting traffic in all four directions. In Sparks, on Pyramid Way at Disc Drive, also a very busy intersection. There's a lot of debris in the road. I can't tell what it is from here, but there's a bunch of it. So use caution driving through that area of the Rail City. And don't forget, up in Lake Tahoe, on Highway 50, between Spooner Summit and the Nevada-California state line, there is a bunch of repaving going on. This could last for about a year and a half. It is 73 degrees in Sparks and in Wellington, 74 degrees in Minden, 61 degrees in Klein Village. Here is a look at your weather.
A week's worth of pleasant weather set before us after low 80s today, mid-80s through the midweek, upper 80s to around 90 by Friday, and then easing through the weekend. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
So, Danny Tarkanian is running again. Danny's lost 7 times. He posted on social media, "I hate Trump." And he's been censured by the Republican Party for supporting Democrats. He's an embarrassment. Luckily, Republicans have a better choice for Attorney General. Adriana Guzman-Frelich is endorsed by Governor Joe Lombardo. Adriana Guzman-Frelich is the conservative choice for Attorney General. Paid for by Save Nevada Now PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Politicians talk cheap, but their record tells the truth. James Settlemyer's record is radical and dangerous. Green New Deal energy cost hikes, DEI mandates, driver's licenses for illegals, men and girls sports. Settlemyer was even arrested for domestic violence. Radical James Settlemyer's wrong for Nevada. Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo fought in the U.S. Air Force. In Congress, he'll fight alongside President Trump to deport dangerous illegals and lower costs. Nevada First Fighter Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo for Congress.
Paid for by American Honor Pack.
At Campani Capital Ford in Carson City, we know every Northern Nevada driver needs something a little different. Some need versatility for busy schedules, growing families, and everyday life. Others are looking for adventure and the freedom to explore beyond the pavement. That's why during the Ford Employee Pricing Event, you pay what we pay on select new Ford vehicles. The Ford Explorer delivers comfort, technology, and flexibility built for wherever the week takes you, from school drop-offs and road trips to everything in between. And when the road turns into something more adventurous, Bronco is ready with capability designed for trails, mountains, and weekends that don't stay planned for long. Two SUVs, one trusted local dealership. Stop by Capital Ford today. See what employee pricing can mean for you and take advantage of increased trade-in values during the event where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. We drive Northern Nevada on select models OAC. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno Sparks. Excludes leases. Offer ends July 6, 2026.
Can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Further Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
And it is 73 degrees right now under clear skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along. And everybody's been talking about the gubernatorial race in California, but a lot of people have not yet talked about the Los Angeles mayoral race. The leading candidates for the mayor's mansion in Los Angeles are making their final pitches to voters ahead of tomorrow's primary. Karen Bass, the current mayor, along with Councilmember Nithya Raman and reality TV star Spencer Pratt, each met with voters during the weekend.
We can make Los Angeles affordable, safe, welcoming, raise up our economy, and fix our infrastructure. We've laid a great foundation over 3 years, and now we need to bring it home.
And that is Mayor Bass speaking at a campaign event on Saturday. Spencer Pratt talking from his family's front porch in one section of the city.
A lot of people say, oh, he doesn't have any experience, but we all have the experience living in this city. We know what needs to be changed, and as a city, we will change it together.
Pratt wants mandatory drug addiction treatments for homeless people. Well, Wallet Hub has dropped its new list of the best places to raise a family. The top cities are all amazing if your bank account is too. What are the top five?
Wallet Hub found the best place to raise a family in 2026 is Fremont, California. Great schools, super safe, tons of parks, and yes, the median home price is a casual $1.4 million. Second place is Irvine, also in California, where the homes cost $1.3 million, but the sunshine is free. Plano, Texas grabs third place with homes around $550,000. Overland Park, Kansas came in fourth, and you only need $480,000 for a house there. Seattle rounds out the top five with an average home price of $900,000, and that may come with unlimited coffee and neighbors that tell you the difference between drizzle and mist. I'm Monica Nelson.
Such a deal there, especially if you have the means. We highly recommend it. Well, it is the lunch hour, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:52.
Well, I was just getting that queued up. Sorry about that, Greg. What I was talking about earlier in the hour, we got a shout out from Davron, and I think Davron's over in South Lake Tahoe. And let's give a quick listen to Davron, and then we'll tell you how you can give us a shout out as well.
Heard you talking about Abraham Lincoln's Republican Party. Besides the fabulous story the conservatives tell today. Heard you talking about Abraham Lincoln's Republican Party. Besides the fabulous story the conservatives tell today, Lincoln's Republicans were the liberals and the Democrats were the conservatives. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Things change.
He is not completely wrong. It's kind of like they've gone full circle, liberal to start with, and it seems like getting more and more liberal when you look at today's Republican Party this year, 2026. It still goes back to, I think, what they foolishly want to be praised or get some sort of confirmation from the media that nobody pays attention to anymore. They campaign as conservatives, then they govern as Democrats. They talk about limited government, vote for bigger budgets, promise to protect taxpayers, then approve more spending. The problem isn't that they disagree with conservatives. It's just that they are dishonest and they don't tell the voters the truth about where they stand. If you're going to be a liberal Republican, or at least have the courage to stop pretending that you're a conservative, as I say, they seem to talk a good game when they're out of power, get in power, and then they act just like the Democrats. Can you say voting for red flag laws, voting to put criminals, i.e. illegal aliens, above you and not even requiring them to speak or read English at all, putting you and your children and your parents at risk. But that's the candidate endorsed by Governor and Lieutenant Governor and other liberal or just dumb elected Republicans, is how I'll refer to it, as just Republicans, elected Republicans, or in air quotes here, the party. So Davron, You're not wrong about ours. Liberal then? Mostly liberal now. FM News Talk time is 12:55.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
We usually don't cover barrel racing, but when a teenage competitor stabs the horses of other competitors, it makes news. It happened to three horses in the stables at South Point Resort Complex in Las Vegas at the National Barrel Racing Championships this weekend. Former Wolfpack basketball coach Trent Johnson looking for a job. Cal State Northridge fired Johnson, who had just 14 wins over two seasons. Current Pack coach Steve Alford and his wife Tanya honored Friday night at the Grand Sierra receiving the Legacy Award from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
Die when I may, I want it said of me by they who know me best. That I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio on 99.1 KKFT.
And 92.3.
FM Top Weather.
Beautiful afternoon to kick off the week. 83 for the high this afternoon, and Sparks will be in the same territory, maybe a few degrees warmer, mid to upper 80s tomorrow. Staying there for Wednesday, Thursday, and 90 by Friday. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 5, Mark DeVan, Kevin Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
All right, well, just a few hiccups, but we are back. The full band, John Potter, Craig Swope, Phil with Traffic, and Greg Neft, and me, Jerry Evans, David Flippo, and Sharon Engel will join us later this week on the noon news right here at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
And my dreams coming true, and I'm getting to do it with you. When the people sing along, they're singing along with the banjo.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City, the Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.